You're listening to SBS News.
15-year-old Zara Al-Sarraf has recently taken up AFL football, playing it through school.
I explain it to them, I say it's a soccer ball, squished down, it's like an oval, and you just kick it, you have some fun, you learn over time, no one gets the hang of everything that quickly, so yeah, it'll take time.
Zara's family background is Lebanese and Iraqi. Her father, Ayad Al-Sarraf, says he's never followed Australian rules.
Because I know everything about the soccer, but not about the footy or that one. That one is a little bit different about the rules and everything.
Zara's enthusiasm for the sport has even led to a day standing in as chief executive of the Port Adelaide Football Club. Wearing club colours, she's a diminutive figure leading a pack of older male employees and addressing top players. She says it might be unusual for a young woman from a migrant background to run a male-dominated sporting club, but she's not afraid to be the face of change.
Everyone here is like really tall, they're really big, I'm a girl. I do come from like a Middle Eastern background, and maybe that might intimidate some people just because of like the stereotypes and everything, but I'm not really for that, so.
Over at the rival Crows Club, Cecile Saidi, who is originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, is the team's newly appointed multicultural liaison officer. Her job is to help girls from different cultural backgrounds, their families and the club, understand the barriers that might stop them from playing and work to overcome them.
Women from my culture, it's very hard for them to get out of the house, let alone join a sport that is considered violent by the, you know, by the family or the community. Finding time for training, just getting involved with the club, you know, a commitment to a club, that would be hard because the timing would be clashing with their own family duties.
There's also the uniform.
The uniform would be another thing, but then again, in almost every sport, that uniform is quite a barrier. But as you can see, I'm fully covered. So there are ways around it.
And then there's dealing with the spectre of racism, which plagues the code even at elite level.
I think that the Australian society needs to be open a bit more to different cultures in order for them to understand. But it's something that has to be dealt with. Obviously, but it'll take time, I think.
Back at Port Adelaide, Ross Waite is the general manager of Power Community. He says he hopes Zara's elevation to chief executive for a day will show other young girls, especially those from migrant backgrounds, that there are career paths in the code, on and off the field.
And hopefully it inspires her, but also her peers in the community, to understand that it's not just a boys' playing space, it's also opportunity for women and opportunity for people from culturally diverse backgrounds to work within the AFL, which is really important.
Zara's interest has filtered through to her supportive father.
I don't have any information about that one, but from now I will start to search everything about, because I want to know everything about AFL.
Meanwhile, Zara isn't worried about the lack of role models. She's happy to be one.
I guess it takes time to get to where people are now, and I'm just glad that I get to be one of those first people, yeah.
Andrina Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.